quickly go over some denim about the Schleidisch. Number one, the Schleidisch is, of course, not a day when there's an Issa Malachim. But, according to the Shulchan Aruch, not allowed to do women, and not allowed to do Malachim Tertirchim.
Why?
Because the Schleidisch became the Chag of women. Because they didn't give over their jewelry to the Egel Azav. So Rashi says in Megillah, that the Baal from the base, Hashem rewarded them with the holiday of the Schleidisch. Basically. Therefore, they're not allowed to do Malach Shaltirchim. So they're not allowed to sew. And therefore, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the Schleidisch was given over to them for this purpose. So they're not allowed to do Malach Shaltirchim. A lot of sophistication. Now, laundry nowadays is much easier. We have washing machines, but in those days, laundry was a big thing. So in those days, also laundry was a big thing. So I want you to know this is based on Rashi and Megillah, that Hashem gave women the Chodesh to be their chag, because they didn't give over the jewelry and ornaments to that who had the Egel Azav built. And that's what's recorded in Shulchan Aruch. That's why women have a minhag not to do Malach Shaltircha on Rosh Chodesh, which is sewing nowadays. Sewing, things of that sort. Something that's really going to be a real schlep for them. They should not do on Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Let us see now. Is there a chiyuv of Se'uda? Is there a chiyuv of Se'uda when it comes to Rosh Chodesh? So, the Shulchan Aruch says there is no chiyuv, but it is recommended. What is the difference between chiyuv and recommended? What is the difference? Father David, before the Yom Tov, he didn't come on his last 3 days, come on time every day. Land hard, keep it up. Why is it? Shulchan Aruch says there's no chiyuv sooner. It's not a Yom Tov, but it's recommended. That's why you should always try to have bread on Rosh Chodesh. Yesterday, I, by mistake, did not eat any bread, which was a mistake. But today, Blumetta, I will try to have some bread. I will try Blumetta. You should have in mind you want to fulfill a mitzvah, correct, but it's recommended, it's not a chiyuv. Why do I stress the difference between chiyuv and recommended? I'll tell you why. If a person benches and they forgot Yalav Yavoi, then there is no requirement to him for him to repeat benching, because there is no chiyuv se'uda. You follow me? Only when there is a chiyuv se'uda must you repeat the benching if you forgot Yalav Yavoi. Okay? Since there is no chiyuv se'uda on Rosh Chodesh, there is no requirement to repeat Yalav Yavoi. But that doesn't mean you should be fastidious and use a bencher and make sure that you're saying Yalav Yavoi properly. And for that matter, when you say Alamichia, for that matter, when you say Alamichia, you have to make sure you mention the Haskar of Rosh Chodesh as well. And I gave you those donuts. I hope you mention the Haskar of Rosh Chodesh as well. That's why I recommend always using a bencher, unless you have to do it by pen. Because if you look at a bencher, you'll know you have to mention the Haskar. Yes, I'll answer.
What if you're gone on the second day at night, tomorrow?
We'll get to davening. Let's focus on the benching first. On Rosh Chodesh, there's no key of suit, it's just a recommendation. Therefore, if you miss Yalav Yavoi, you don't have to repeat the benching. Okay, but you have to mention Yalav Yavoi. You have to mention Rosh Chodesh and Alamichia too. A lot of people forget it. Who forgot the mentioning of Alamichia yesterday? You don't have to be embarrassed. Rosh Chodesh. Okay, good. It's not good. We have to keep this in mind. Now, what happens when it comes to davening? Please get it. There is a notion, of course, we have a few to daven shachas, making an iron. And Lamais, you gotta keep plugging over it. You gotta motivate yourself. You gotta motivate yourself. You have a big taisis to do. It's a big schus. Now, just because you're tired, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm exhausted. I didn't make sure last night. Lamaisa, Rosh Chodesh davening, 6:10 Lamaisa. I mean, I'm tired. You must push through and try to find the motivation. And Rosh Chodesh Chesed, to try to work with myself. Focus. Focus till 3. After 3, that's your choice. But until 3, the tire, the tisis. This is the ikur. When you daven Maariv and you forget Yalav Yavo, Eliezer, you do not need to repeat Shmon Esrei. Why? Because Beis Din was not Mekadosh Tefodosh at night. Beis was Mekadosh Tefodosh B'yom, morning and afternoon. So if you forget Yalav Yavo and Maariv, you don't have to repeat. But let's say you remember, let's say during Modim, let's say you remember during Lachah Hashem L'Dos, let's say you remember before you take it 3 steps back even, you go back to Ritzay. You got that? Allah is go back to Ritzay, then you repeat from Ritzay and you say the Yalav Yavo. Okay? So admire if it's not Makir. You still got to do it. So I cannot stress enough trying to use a sitter. Now what about by Mincha if you get Yalav Yavo today? Whenever you get Yalav Yavo today, you must repeat Shmon Esrei if you get Yalav Yavo at Mincha. That means, let's say at 6 o'clock tonight, you realize, or 7 o'clock tonight, you realize you didn't say Yalav Yavo at Mincha. What do you have to do? You got to daven Maariv twice, as if you didn't daven Mincha, to that degree. Now what happens if you get Yalav Yavo today, this morning in Shacharis? What do you do? So this is a very important recruit I want you to get, Asher. A lot of people don't know this. It depends when you remember. If you remembered right after Shacharis, okay, yeah, then you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. If, however, you remembered after Musaf, you know what? I think in Shacharis, I didn't remember Yalav Yavo. The Shavua quotes a Machloikis. Because you did mention Musaf, you did mention Rosh Chodesh, maybe one could suggest that I don't have to repeat it. And that's what some people left home and say. The Shabbos is a Machloikis, and he seems to side like that, that you're okay. But he does recommend the daven at Tfilas what? What do you always say? Tfilas Nedava. A Nedava. But Yochanan made a comment in Brachos Halavai, a person should daven all day. So there's always the option to do a Tfilas Nedava. But you must ask something from Hashem that you've not asked in your life or in a long time. Whether it be $1 million, I don't know, good health. Probably good health, he asks all the time. Or if you want to win the Powerball, but you're not allowed to play Powerball. Because we said it was gambling, you might say. Also to play the lottery, it's gambling. Look how much money of a body. Yes, Usher. We said if you remember after Musaf, then it's on my focus, Mr. Group quotes, because on one hand you did mention Yalav Yavo. You did mention Rosh Chodesh and Musaf, so maybe I'm okay. The other sheet says, no, you're not okay, because you didn't mention the chakras. So Mr. Bruce seems to lean that you're okay. But he does recommend doing a Tfilas Nedava. So that means you're diving another chakras, asking Hashem for something new. Where do you ask Hashem for something new? Which part of Shema Esrei? Before Kiyat HaShemeh Tfilas HaMfetzel Rabbin in Shema Esrei. Okay? So that's very, very important. A lot of people don't know that. They think chakras, you always have to say, well, it depends when you remember. Okay? There is another halacha that's so well known. Mishnah Berurah quotes it on Shabbos in the Sefer Hasidim. And I think, you know, if you can, you should try to fulfill it. Sefer Hasidim is one of the great Mishnayot. You shouldn't take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. You shouldn't take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah quotes it on Shabbos in the Sefer Hasidim. See, a lot of times, if you know the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah will mention dinim that are not in that place. This is in Hilchos Shabbos. He quotes in the Sefer Hasidim that you should not take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. So if you can try to fulfill that and pocket that sheet so that you know this, you shouldn't. Yes, go ahead, Asher. Because there's like a sanctity to the day. Granted, it's not a Yom Tov, but there is a sanctity to the day. So I think everything's all equal as you try to fulfill that. In your business practices, I know you're a barber, I don't know if you do it anymore. Maybe you should keep that in mind, Baba Shoich, Sefer Hasidim, if it will not impact a big financial loss for you. Now, someone came to shul yesterday, and he doesn't daven our shul, but he's an Aval, but he comes now to daven the shul, because I daven Yonkin Meyer in the shul only on Tuesdays, because I go home early after shul. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'm in yeshiva usually. Generally. So, he comes on the days when I'm not here to daven for the oven. I want you to know something. You guys get angry. My father, Alan Lashon, who always taught me this. Whenever you go to a shul, you should always give a contribution. And my father always told me that. Say you're visiting somewhere, give $18, $36, whether you get a lee or not. You know what I'm saying? A very natural type thing to do. This fellow, who was diving for the oven, hasn't given a penny. to believe it. What are you going to do? You shouldn't. You have to be. You try to learn from it. You try to learn from it. You learn from positive things people do and negative things, not the good. Dobbin and Shuri give him a wheel. You can give him a wheel, my father taught him. You can make $2. You're visiting somewhere, home icing. But I'll tell you what he asked me. He comes in yesterday and he says, I want to know if you're diving for the oval today, because he knows I'm an oval. So I said, yes, I am from Minton Myra, based on Mr. Brewer. Where? Where's the Mr. Brewer? He wasn't aware of this Mr. Brewer. Mr. Brewer's in Hilchos Chanukah. Mr. Brewer says that an oval can daven for the Omer on Rosh Chodesh, Minchin Meirev, but not Shacharis because of Halal. I said, in our shul, we followed Mr. Brewer's psak. Oh, he wasn't familiar with it. He said, I just thought, I know some people have a minig not to. So he was hoping that I wasn't, so he could. You follow me? So, meanwhile, I said it very nicely. So then he turns around and he goes to a different shul. I don't know if he got the omen in a different shul. We have to think about hanhagis too, the mention of hanhagis. But there's another halach I want to bring out, Mr. Bruce, in a different place, in the Peschanaka, that an oval can daven for the omen from Minchin Meirev, but not for shacharis because there is halal. In fact, whenever you have to daven halal in a base oval, let's say you're in a yeshiva house, God forbid, and what do you do about halal? The oval walks out of the room. The oval walks out of the room, and then the tzibur says the halal. Okay? Now, does the oval say it himself, Ravitzer? That's a good question. That I gotta look up. There's a lot of things we gotta look up. What are the things about the tea? What else do we say we have to look up? Something else about Bishul, wasn't it? Well, we said that. Mori Natal, we answered that after Shabbat. We answered that on Sunday. You weren't there on Sunday. You said, if you say Mori Natal, you're okay. You say it throughout the summer. I think there was another thing we had to look up.
Yesterday.
What was it?
Yesterday was something.
Something else about the tea or mushroom. Oh, about it being cold or Yad Soledis. But remember about putting it back in the oven? Another thing I look up. I'll mark them down afterwards. And number three is the thing we said what? Or we just said we got to look up? What were we just talking about?
Halal.
Oh, yes, about the oval saying halal. Thank you, Nate. So I'll write those things down. Yes, go ahead. What do you say? Nothing wrong with saying you don't know. Nothing wrong with saying you don't know. You can't lie. There's nothing wrong with saying you don't know in halacha. The chef always says he doesn't know. Not always, but if he doesn't know something, he says he don't know. You know? Yes, go ahead. Because a lot of times in the Shabul, not a lot, but sometimes he'll get off on a tangent. And he will say a halacha, but you have to know the whole Shabura to know that it's tucked away in a Peschanaka. Okay? Yes, but like I said, sometimes he will get off on a tangent and he will write that line. You got to know where that line is. You know, there's six halakim in the Mishabura. I'm Orach Chaim. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, John?
What if there was a minion of all of Elam?
Yeah, so let's check that out. About Hallel, we have to check that out.
Or skip it?
They're beyond it. Do they skip it, Mice? Do they skip it? Can you sit here?
Or even when you're not supposed to give...
Right, we have to look that up. Right. So that's an answer. So that's regarding... Anyone have any kashas about Rosh Chodesh? Okay, when you daven Musaf from a Kaparis Pasha is only said on a leap year. This year is not a leap year, is it? No, it's not. But you only say it up to the leap month. You understand what I'm saying? After other days, you don't say it from a Kaparis Pasha. Even in a leap year, you don't say it the whole year. Okay? If I'm not mistaken, I think there are 12 phrases, 12 words... The Kaparis Pasha will add on the month. It makes it 13.
Starting from Tishrei or from Nisan?
You start from Tishrei, if it's a leap year. No. You start from Cheshvan. When you stay on Rosh Chodesh, if it's a leap year, you add on to the Kaparis Pasha.
Only in Cheshvan?
Only from Cheshvan until Adar Sheni, yes. After the leap month, you don't say the Kaparis Pasha anymore.
It's not the leap year. I thought it started when the year changed.
Would you say, no, you only say it by Tishrei? You say it on the leap month. Yes, that's correct. But you only say it from Tishrei, maybe. Okay, any other questions regarding Rosh Chodesh and the halachos? You got it, clear? I always think to myself, when you daven Musaf, you should picture yourself in the base. I mean, there's this animal, the bullock, you know, that you shackle the mice. It's a nice picture to have in mind. But the mice, let's keep it in mind. A few other halachos that's mentioned now. Now, there's the Magen Avraham quotes a minhag. When do you take your tefillin off for Rosh Chodesh in the morning? What does the Magen Avraham say? You know the Vat Letzion, it says at the very end, Yiratzon, right before the Yiratzon. Excellent, Nate. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Most Ashkenazim don't, I shouldn't say most, but we don't do that in our show. We follow the minhag that we say Kaddish, you know, right before, and then we say, and then we take our tefillin off. Now, the Gaon has that it's not enough to wrap it, but you should, I mean, it's not enough to take it off, you should wrap it up and put it away. You do it real quick, I'm sure you guys do it real quick, it doesn't take long. It's not really good to have a coffee break of 5 minutes between the Kaddish and the Shemone Esrei. But we clock, you know, when we're all going to start together, and that's the minute we do. Because I'll tell you why, the downside of that Magen Avraham is that you don't get the Kaddish in with your tefillin on. There is a notion to have a certain amount of Kaddish is being said with your tefillin on. So I'm not talking about mourner's Kaddishes. Let's think about it. You say the Kaddish before you shtabach, right? Don't you say the Kaddish before you shtabach? What else do you say? You say the Kaddish Sholem after what?
Hallel.
After Hallel. And then you're going to get this Kaddish, Chetzi Kaddish in.
Kriyas HaTorah.
Kriyas HaTorah. And then another Chetzi Kaddish in of what? Of before Musaf. So that's the downside. That's why in our show we don't do like the Magen Avraham. Okay? Okay, because you want to keep your tefillin on for those Kaddishes. Yes, Nate?
What's the reason to hold like that? Why does he say to take it off before the Yiratzon?
Because he's worried about having a coffee break between the Kaddish and Musaf.
Well, that's it?
Kaddish is an introduction to Musaf. That's what I've ever noticed in Shir after Mincha. You know, you notice I take my 3 steps back before Kaddish? That's what Moshe writes. Because Kaddish is an introduction to Shemone Esrei. So if you're davening for the Omer, you should take your 3 steps back before Kaddish. You got me? That's what he writes, okay? Yes, go ahead, John.
What about, I've seen another prevalent minhag that a lot of people, right after the Valencian, like after Yaakov Torah, the others, then take off their tefillin, and then say Kaddish, I think, to prevent a hafsek.
Yeah, I don't know. That minhag I've never seen. So either do it in Yiratzon, or do it after, like we do it after the Kaddish, okay? I've never seen that done. Yes, the yummy. Yes.
Right, so, isn't Kaddish usually supposed to be said after,
not the Kaddish before Shemone Esrei. Those are introductions. Like Musaf and Mincha, those are Buddha's introductions.
So, why do people, like, by Shabbos, why do they feel like they should say Hashivenu again?
That's a Chumrah. A lot of people after the Rav's Drush will say Hashivenu. And then say, because the Kaddish should be said on something, and it's an introduction. But you're right, it's an introduction, that's why most shuls are not makana. We're not makana on this. Okay? Yes, Sasha. Yes, that is correct. Now, if God forbid, now we always, well, I think we've stressed this, I'm not going to stress this year. You never can let a day go by in your life where you don't put on tefillin. Less than Shabbos, Yom Tov, for Kol Hamoed, but then you're going to Kol Hamoed. That means if you miss chakras completely, you got to put it on by Mincha, okay? It's a very important halacha. So in that case, normally you put on the tefillin already. In fact, I just saw a halacha last night when we were saying the shir to the guys in the shul. Let's close with this because we got a long shade. I want you to attack this Tysus, guys. Not that hard. Really isn't. Just long. But it's really that hard. It goes quick. But I want you to know it. What happens if a guy, God forbid, only has enough money to buy tefillin or mezuzah? What do you do? What do you guys think? Tefillin. Why? Why tefillin? It's a mitzvah on your what? Body.
You make brachos on it.
It's a mitzvah on your body. Okay? It's a mitzvah on your body. And therefore, that's what the Shulam says. Okay? Now listen to this, though. I couldn't believe I saw this. But this Yeshiva writes, this is what David was hinting to. Maybe nowadays it should be different. Because we don't wear tefillin all day. We only wear it during when? Davening chakras. You could borrow from a guy. You can't borrow a house. And he says you should use the money for mezuzah. I thought that was a big critic. He says the din changes nowadays. And you should use the money for the mezuzah. Now, does anyone know what is written in the mezuzah? Someone tell me. It's a Mishnah Menachos. Can't hear you. Excellent, Binyam. It's a Mishnah Menachos, Chafkesim and Aleph. Shema Vahaya. Now, you know the Ramah says when you go into your house, you should touch your mezuzah. It doesn't say you have to kiss it. Who says you have to kiss it? Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it. So a lot of times people don't want to get germs. Oh, why aren't you kissing it? The Ramah says you don't have to kiss it. Just do like this to remind yourself of Hashem. Now, if you have a post, see that post there, that white post? Let's say we're, this is the street. Where should the mezuzah be put? The upper third, but on the lower part of the third, upper third, slanted in, but on the outer tefach to the street, to show that as soon as you come in, Hashem is protecting you, Hashem is protecting us, and in that sense, that's the proper way to do the mezuzah, okay? But Lamaisa, these are halachas I want you to get, Rosh Chodesh, we should get them clear, know the halach. Okay, let's break here. Who got Mara McKinnis?